The run on firearms last year is turning into a windfall for conservation programs in the Northwest. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service revealed today just how much money is coming to states from a long-standing tax on gun sales. Jessica Robinson has more.
$760 million. That's the most that's gone to states since the fund was created in 1937. It's known as the Pittman-Robertson Act, and it sets an excise tax on rifles, pistols, bullets, and archery equipment. The idea is to have hunters help pay for maintaining healthy wildlife populations. The NRA even lobbied for the tax. Madonna Lures is with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. She says as state budgets have shrunk, Pittman-Robertson dollars have become a critical source of funding for a range of wildlife programs.
Research, survey work, reintroduction of extirpated game species, and to purchase wildlife areas and lands that provide habitat for deer, elk, waterfowl, upland game birds.
This year, Washington can expect $14 million, Oregon $17 million, and Idaho $15 million. The formula is based in part on how many hunters there are in the state. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.